Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV with Chris and Chums. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Pinterest. All you need for everything Leicester City FC. It's Leicester Till I Die TV. Please subscribe now on YouTube. Broadcasting live worldwide.
And now, here's your host.
Right, Chris.
All right there. How the devil are we all, peeps? I hope you are well. What have you been doing today? I feel a little bit. I've been playing a game of like, who is it? You know, the game with all the characters on and you have to click them down. And it's a case of like, one player is staying at Leicester next season. Okay. Is he Danish? No. Boom, no, that's two down. Is he? And we'll be left with somebody. We might have a five-a-side squad next season if we are lucky the way the newspapers are reporting. But we will see. Welcome along. It's Leicester Till I Die TV. Please subscribe on YouTube if you haven't already and smash those likes if you can. This is the news show, and we'll be talking all the latest rumours with Ant from Ant's Leicester fan channel. Please get over there. The link's in the description below, and make sure you give him a follow as well. Like I say, this is the news show. Good evening. Is it Leicester fan channel? Did I get that right?
Yes. Eventually, I've been on enough times now.
I am useless with remembering things and pronouncing things, as you will find later on in this show. Welcome along. Five-a-side team next season.
Oh, why not? At least you don't have to have corners in that. So I suppose it's a start.
Well, exactly. This is very true. Every cloud, as they say, every cloud. It does. I mean, I joke there about playing. Who is it? But yeah, looking at the players that have been linked with leaving, I do feel a bit like, and we'll go through them all individually in a minute. But I do feel it's a bit like, you know, we could end up selling the family silver.
to be fair, though, it's like this every summer, isn't it? And then only like never more than one key player leaves. I think this might be slightly different this summer because I think Schmeichel will leave and he's a key player, and we'll get onto that later on. But I think Schmeichel and then probably Tielemans will. But it's every summer. If you believe everything you read, we're going to be starting the season with a complete different 11 than we finished for one with the previous
it
season.
It does indeed. But if we were to ignore all these rumours, none of us would have any shows, would we? It keeps us busy. Let's say a few hellos. Evening, guys. That's Spencer. Good evening, Spencer. Hope you are well. Facebook user, not sure who you are because you're not signed in. You're saying no. I don't know if that's to Anthony or to Schmeichel. Hopefully the second one. And Terence, good evening. Hi, Chris and Ant. Just back from a car boot sale to see if any bargain basements were available. And then did you pick anybody up there that was for sale? Anyway, let's go through this because we have got a lot to get through in a short space of time. I mean, I do feel, as you know, we have had different views on our manager throughout last season, and I've no doubt that will continue throughout this season. But I do feel like, you know, he came out and said, oh, you know, we can't afford to buy until we've sold. It's kind of saying, just come and make us an offer. Who do you fancy?
Yeah, I don't know. As I always say, I take everything he says with a pinch of salt because he is a politician that protects himself before putting. So, and that's not just Brendan Rodgers. There's a lot of managers that are like that. So,
yeah.
I sort of see the point that you're saying, but at the same time, I don't read much into what he's saying. What I would do read more into is what Top's been saying than what Brendan Rodgers has been saying.
Oh, no. Well, obviously, for obvious reasons, but... in a way, it was kind of, well, at least we all knew where we stood then.
Yeah.
We knew we weren't going to get any players in. But, you know, we were saying at the start or the end of last season how important this season's going to be. It's Brendan's third year, which, you know, he never kind of finishes at any club. You know, it could be a watershed moment for us because, you know, a couple of seasons ago, there was only us vying for that. Six, you know, one of those top six places. But now you've got West Ham again. They're still up there. They're buying. You know, Brighton, oh, everybody else. And I don't even dare think about what Forest are buying, you know. I mean,
Fulham, ain't they? To be fair, God. Forest have to, like, people don't like to hear this. Forest have to buy for a couple of reasons. If they came up with the squad that they came last year, played with last year, they go straight back down. And half of their team and their better players last year were on loan. Gardner was on loan. Jed Spence was on loan. But so they needed to bring in these players. So, like, I want to see Forest go straight back down.
I think
we all do. But I'd love them to do it by spending a lot of money and doing some financial damage to themselves in the process.
Doing a Fulham.
Yeah.
Right. All all this talk before we get on to us just about Jesse Lingard going, he's only actually signed a 1-year contract.
So I know.
If like, he do go down, he walks.
The thing is, it shows his priorities, which I don't, like, people are criticising him for it. I don't blame him at the end of the day. Short career, earn as much money as you physically can from it. Like, he's clearly not there for the project of Forest. He's there to earn himself some money.
Yeah,
but at the same time, from Forest, and I hate to say this, it could be a good investment if he does have like a major part in him staying up because there's been no transfer fee. I know a lot's been made about his wages, but there's no transfer fee. So overall, as a package, 11 million. I mean, but this just shows the level. We signed Cambiasso when we came up. They're signing Jesse Lingard. It's like there's levels to this game.
Yes, when you look at it like that. Yeah. It was Donna Carey who said, or Carey that said no. Caroline O'Connor doesn't want him leaving. And David Gamble said, at least we might get a captain. Guys, if you're on Facebook, you don't have to download the app, although it is free if you wanted to. There's no cost. You don't even have to download it, to be honest. You just have to click on the link and it will bring your name up. If not, stick your name at the end of your comment on Facebook. Then we can sort of give you a shout out and say hello and everything else. Well, going through, bless you.
Thank you.
Going through the links, the activity, and what have you. Let us start with this guy. We touched on him in the green room before. Kagliso Unshu didn't have the best of seasons last season in a team that didn't have the best of seasons. But that was following on, in fairness, from Turkey, who had a totally abysmal Euros. But I think he's come out and said that he has said he's 100% committed to Leicester City. But you hinted there might be a reason for that.
Yeah, well, it's like he's gone into his final year of his contract. If he was fully committed, he wouldn't have rejected a contract before. I think he was hoping that there would be other clubs coming in for him. Inter Milan were the club that were heavily linked to him, but Skriniar hadn't moved on, and Bastoni, who both looked like they'll be moving on, their two centre-backs. So it's like, you can only move on if there's clubs interested in him. And the thing is, I would like to see, like, I'm a fan of Cianciu. I would like to see him really turn it around at Leicester and really start playing with his confidence again. Because when he's playing with confidence, he got in the team of the season alongside Van Dijk. So there's clearly a good centre-back there. Yeah. I think last year was a bit of a write-off for him along with a lot of other players. Like, yeah, you could have picked a name out of a hat and that would be who he'll be playing next to. Also, the fact, like, you've mentioned about Turkey, but he was, he was the poster boy of that Euros for Turkey for them. Mm. And that went absolutely, like, it couldn't have gone more of a car crash for him. But yeah, I think when you look at him for Leicester, he was playing through injuries a lot as well last season. Yeah, he was, well, maybe not injuries, but it's the phrase that Rob Tanner uses. He was playing in that red zone where normally he would have been dropped. He would be dropped and rested. So yeah, if he's going to come in this year as our third choice centre back, and he is committed, as like he says, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, because we can't be fully reliant on Johnny Evans. Because as good as Johnny Evans is when he plays, like, if we're pinning all our hopes on this season of having Johnny Evans fit all season, then we might as well throw it in now.
And it's not because he'll get more injuries than he would normally do. It's just that of his age, same with Jamie Vardy as well, they just take a lot. Well, I'm old and I cut my finger. It takes a hell of a lot longer to mend than if you did yours. You know, that's the thing with him. You know, it just takes him longer, I think, to get fit if he does get injured. But let's not forget Soyuncu. You know, when we saw Maguire, he was everybody's favourite. You know, who's Maguire? We got Soyuncu. Who needs him, sort of thing? I mean, I'd be quite happy if he did sign another contract, because we know when he's back at his best. And maybe we saw that with a lot of players towards the last few games of the season, that they were coming back, we were winning, we were scoring goals. And yes, you could argue that the clubs we played, but there were clubs we were struggling against at the start of the season. So, you say there is a good player in there. We've seen the good player. And to be honest with you, for me, I'd be more than happy if he did stay.
Yeah, the one thing with him is, similar to a Tielemans situation, if he stays just for 1 year and then walks out for nothing, because he's one of those players that does have a big bit of value around him. He's about age where he's heading into his prime. We could probably get in between 20 and 30 million for him. That's the only worry I have.
Yes, I you get what you're saying. That's down to Leicester, isn't it? I mean, I think any player, and he will have seen, as will Tielemans, we'll come on to him later, that there's not necessarily a long queue of people waiting to sign them. So if we offer him a contract, maybe say 3 years, whatever, but there's certain escape clauses in there, as in if a, you know, Champions League team come in from, etc., then we can talk about a minimum fee, then really that's better for him and better for us as well.
Yeah, and that's what I was hoping will happen with Tielemans, but that's looking less and less likely. But I'm sure we're going to get onto that a little bit later on.
Yes, surprise, surprise, you know. Now, everybody's favourite centre-back, and I feel sorry for the guy in a way that when he came in like Soyuncu, you know, he didn't know who he was playing with week in, week out, the formation depending on how many fit defenders we had that week. And then he got injured himself. But we know he's struggled. And yet we've turned down an offer from Brentford saying we want more money. Are we being very, very clever here, or are we being very, very stupid? I ranted when that came out that we should have taken whatever we were offered.
I'm going to go with the latter, because it wasn't a bid that you think that's insulting either. It was about 10 million that they offered. Mm. And it's like I would understand if they'd offered like 3 or 4 million and we rejected it. But 10 million, that's, I don't know what we expect from him.
Well, we wrote off 30 million with Soyuncu.
Yeah.
So, 5 million, he's not going to be sort of one of the cheaper players either, because he was an established Premier League player at Southampton. So he's going to be on a fairly decent wage. And like you say, 10 million, surely, who wouldn't have snapped Brentford's hands off at that?
Leicester.
Well, yes. Yeah, okay. They're stating the obvious there. But then at least it gives us some money to go and play about with.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not even like the money is not the problem. And we've had that on good authority, but money isn't an issue. We've got money. It's about like the FFP side of it, of not paying them players beyond the squad, beyond what we can, because it's like we've got this 25-man squad, but we've got 30 players for it. These players need to go before we can invest in it, and we're now, what, 26th of July?
Yeah. Have we then, and I take your point totally and agree with it, have we then maybe bitten off more than we can chew? Have we done like a mini Leeds in the fact that we've, you know, put that money in gambling on the fact that we would get European football again, not getting European football, and we're now paying the cost of it?
We've given some very bang average footballers some very nice contracts, like Hamza Chowdhury, like Brian Bertrand, like Vestergaard, like Mendy, Mark Albrighton getting a contract extension a couple of years. What about last year, was it, that he got a contract extension?
Yeah, last year, yeah.
It's like, what do you expect? And I know people, there'll always be people who defend Mark Albrighton because of like what he's achieved and the fact that he works hard. But if you're defending a player purely because they work hard, I don't know. I think he's one of those, but he's got a squad place. But to have given him a new contract is now meant if he was wanted to be moved on, it's not doable.
Yes, yeah. Like you say, you know, Adi Akinbayi worked hard, but he was a striker and he wasn't scoring goals. So, yeah, like you say, but, you know, it's all part of the fun of supporting Leicester, I guess, you know. But this guy's been linked to Spurs coming in for him. I can't see that happening. Can you?
Apparently, it's not even their priority for an attacking midfielder. Mm. They're going after Zanilo, is it? Roma attacking midfielder first. You don't spend 75, 80 million on a player who's not your priority.
No. And that's what it would take to prize Maddison away. And I think he's happy here. Obviously, he's got his family now. He's a little bit more settled. I think maybe he'll give it a few more years for the family to sort of, you know, grow and what have you, and then maybe look at it. Who knows? And this is another one we've been linked with Newcastle, Harvey Barnes. I mean, again, 50 million for him. Do you take it? But then, would you take that and then maybe get Luckman in, or what?
We should get Luckman in regardless, but.
Yes.
50 million. And the reason we've put 50 million is because we know that Newcastle won't pay it. So it's like what we did with Maguire and 80 million. It's like, if you want him, come and pay over the odds for him. Yeah. Newcastle, like, say what you want about their new ownership and how immoral, etc. it is. They've got money now, but they're not just throwing money at the wall and hoping it sticks. They're scouting very well.
They're being sensible. They are being very sensible.
Yeah. So,
you know. So I think that's another one that is unlikely to happen. But one that has been linked, this was a link that came up, and it was last season. But while he was injured, Chelsea were reportedly going to make an offer for Fofana. It's now been linked again with Chelsea. Chelsea are likely to contact Leicester City over Wesley Fofana amid need to sell claim. Again, that we're going to put a huge price on him. No player is not sellable, let's be honest with you.
No, we'll put about, I think reports are there'll be about £80 to £100 million price tag on him. Mm. So I can't see them paying that. The fact that they've walked away from players this transfer window because they don't want to pay over 50, 60 million for them. So, yeah. And I think because we know that they're desperate for a centre-back, we could almost add even more onto the price tag.
This is the thing, isn't it? And we're not going to take 50 million, like you say, are we?
No, we're not. The thing is, like, a lot of people are misunderstanding what our financial issue is. We are not a poor club. We have got we have got money about us. It's just we need to move players on because of a 30-man squad and the FFP side of it.
Mm. And is it a really, you know, looking at the back end of last year, is it really that bad a squad if, you know, nothing happens at all in the market?
We've still got a big hole at right wing.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say 10 out of our 11 are top six quality in terms of our starting 11. We just need a right winger. But at the same time, it's not just an 11-man game. It's a 25-man game.
Yes. Yes. Now, before we get on to everybody's favourite transfer this summer, the kind of rumours started going around when a couple of goalkeepers didn't end up going over to play our sister club. And it's now been linked that Schmeichel the headline is Kasper Schmeichel agrees transfer away from Leicester City on one condition. Now, I disagree with most people on this because I'm quite happy for him to go, and I would then promote Ward into his place and have, say, Iverson in the cups. I can remember when that happened with Gordon Banks and Peter Shilton. I'm not saying that these guys are sort of like that, but, you know, that was the comparison. But you would sooner keep him?
I'm my feeling towards Schmeichel is the ideal situation would have been keep him and then let him go next year. Because I think, particularly the season coming up, his leadership and his captaincy would have been really helpful to have. In terms of him of a keeper, like, I do think, like, we do need to move in terms of that modern keeper who can come and claim crosses, command his six-yard area, and also be good with his feet. As a shot stopper, he's a very good keeper, but the rest of his game, it hasn't evolved as our play style has. So, I do think that we do need to move on from Schmeichel, and his status as a club legend is untouched. Nothing will change out 400 plus games. But the thing that I do have a concern with is I don't rate, or was my camera turned off there, mate?
It does, yeah. Don't worry, mate.
I don't rate Danny Ward as highly as a lot of other people do. I think he's just sort of a Premier League level keeper, but a bottom half Premier League level keeper.
I mean, I put a poll in the YouTube chat, so if anybody's not voted, feel free to vote. And I said, should we buy to replace Kasper or promote Ward and Iverson? At the moment, 56% are saying buy and 44% are saying promote. So a bit of a Brexit vote there. The way I look at it is Brendan Rodgers had Benkovic up at Celtic for three seasons. He was a starter. He won trophies up there. As soon as he came down to the Premier League, there was just something that he didn't like about him, as we know. And there's some breaking news on Sky. This isn't about Leicester signing somebody, is it? We couldn't be that lucky live on air. I can't turn the sound on because it would be picking up. So some breaking news anyway. And I think it's maybe a bit like that Danny Ward. You know, he's had him the whole time he's been here. He's only ever got one Premier League game. Is there something about him that maybe, you know, Brendan doesn't like?
It's a strange one because he brought him in at Liverpool as well, didn't he? He brought him in at Liverpool and then brought him in at Leicester. And I do think Danny Ward was brought in at the time because a lot of people, like it looked very likely that Schmeichel could have been off a few years ago when we signed Danny Ward. Yeah. So I do think that's why he's brought him. But at the same time, like, he's a decent keeper, but is he that keeper that's really going to elevate us? Like, I just think he's, you know, like, it probably sounds really harsh. I just think he's just a bog standard keeper.
Yeah, I mean, again, I see where you're coming from with that. But with sort of, you know, like say, you know, FFP, etc., can we afford to go and buy another one that's going to have high wages? You know, I mean, we are, I mean, you said to me the player we were looking at or been linked with from Benfica. What was his name again?
Benfica's number one, the Greek international, that bloke.
That one, that's the one, but I can't remember his name. Can you remember what he did?
I'm not going to try and pronounce it, but
I tell you what, though, if we do sign him, the club will be absolutely wringing their hands at the price of the shirts, the name on the back of the shirt.
Wait, so I think I've got it. So it's Odysseas Vlach Odimos.
Mate, I'm they're doing that just to get back at me. That's what it is. And, yeah, I mean, he's 28. He's German. We've not had much success with German keepers in the past, have we? Ron. Yeah, as the song goes, they do Ron. But like I say, it's a case of what his wages will be, I guess, you know, and I don't get why Ward, like you say, he's brought him in twice, Brendan. I just worry that maybe, I mean, Casper is a legend. You know, the clubs go on even when the legends stop playing, you know, otherwise we still have, you know, Keith Weller and Frank Worthington raising out of their graves to play. Rest in peace, both of them. So are you all right there?
I'm all right. I'm just having a bit of a cough.
I've got 999 on speed dial if I need to, by the way. Just give me a wave if you need me to. Yeah, I mean, they will never, you know, these players will never be forgotten for what they did for the club. But players move on. You know, when you come to think of that 11, 14 players that won us the Premier League, how many are still at the club? Not many. So times do move on. But last season, and I know the defence was all over the place. You know, the zonal marking wasn't working. It was working a hell of a lot better than it was for Portugal the other night, that said. But Casper didn't fill me with confidence. He doesn't like coming off his line, does he?
No, and I think that's become even more clear. Like, he's never been a keeper that's commanded his box particularly well. But I think as more keepers like Nick Pope, Alisson, and these type of keepers have come through, I think it's made it even more sort of it stands out even more.
Mm. And have you been? You've obviously, I presume, been watching some of the pre-season games.
No, of course. Yeah.
We've seen Iverson and Stolcic make some very, very bad errors. But I mean, you know, let's face it, they're young, they are learning. Are they the future of the club?
I think Iverson long term will be, but at the same time, I still don't think he's ready. I think he's the one that the club have got the hopes for, but I really do think, you know, this lad from Benfica that I'm going to let you have the next go at saying his name.
You mean Oddy?
Yeah, we're going to have to go Oddy, aren't we?
We are. I think that's easy. You suggested that at the start. That was your idea. We should go for it.
Yeah. I like the look of him, and he don't like. I've watched bits of Portuguese football because I know everyone says, "Oh, I've watched X, Y, and Z." Because some of my family live about 45 minutes away from Lisbon in Peniche, so I do have a little bit of a link there, which is why I've watched a bit of him. And he's like, I do like the look of him, but at the same time, like, it's a different game playing in the Portuguese league to playing in the Premier League. And like, yes, he's done it in the Champions League as well, but the Champions League is like, yes, you're playing against great attackers and stuff, but are you going to get an elbow in the back from a corner like you will in the Premier League?
Yes. Yeah, I suppose the other thing is, I mean, with it being a Portuguese league, his wage may not be ultra high.
Well, you're the mathematician here. So he's on £1.2 million per year.
Oof.
Divide that by 52.
Yeah, it's a lot.
A lot more than I'm earning.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on, get my calculator out here. I mean, I'm trying to think what Casper is on.
160. Is it 160 or 140?
I did actually have somewhere Leicester City's wage salaries. Whether these are true or not, obviously, is another matter. Okay, yeah. Oh, I've got Casper down as 130,000. Danny Ward, according to this, and like you say, you don't know how this, you know, these sites, how they get their information. But apparently, Danny Ward's on 20,000.
That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It's like if you've come from Liverpool, you'd already be on a sizable wage at Liverpool.
Yes, yes. It's, yeah, I mean, Hamza Chowdhury apparently is on 7,500. So we know maybe it's not to be believed, but I can't remember to work out. It's a lot of money he's on. Let's just say it's a lot of money, but. I mean, again, you know, that's not going to help us with the FFP because he's on a hell of a lot more than Casper. So do you then get rid of Casper and Ward and take him on?
I wouldn't be against getting rid of Danny Ward if we did bring in someone who's going to be the number one. And but I think Iverson either is number two and plays cup games such as... such as League Cup, Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
Or he goes out on loan again. Because the worst thing for his development can be to sit on the bench and do nothing this year. Like, after the year he's had at Preston, you can't then stagnate his growth by just putting him down as third choice keeper.
No. And we know, though, that Brendan does like three keepers. So will he be going out again on loan, do you think? Or, excuse me, if, you know, if Michael and Ward don't go, do we keep him? And we've lost the great keeper, you know, Edin Ivakovic.
The problem is with Iverson, and like we're in this situation now, but how many clubs are really going to be a week away from the start of the season and not knowing who their number one is? You'd have thought when he went to Preston last time, he went very early in the window, and that typically, particularly with keepers, is the way. I don't know how many clubs are going to still be looking for a number one now.
That is the question. I mean, if you can, you do the business early, don't you? Then it's all settled, all done. You've got them on the pre-season. They're getting used to the mates and what have you. Like I say, we don't know what's in the back of everybody's mind there. I mean, you know, he took some youngsters with him. When they went abroad, Callum Wright scored against Derby at the weekend. Thank God we beat Derby. I couldn't stand losing to two Nottingham teams and Derby as well. And like I say, we are too close and still. I always remember, I don't know if you remember when we had Martin O'Neill. Oh God. I nearly jumped out of my skin then. Occasionally, my Alexa sets off for no reason whatsoever, and it just did then.
It just keep you alert, mate?
Yes. Although it was the ex-wife back, I was like really shitting myself. but I've got what I was saying now. I couldn't have been important. We will move on. It'll probably come back. And then, of course, everybody's favourite tramp. Oh, no, this was one more we've got. We did Fofana, didn't we?
Yeah.
It is this gentleman. I'm just trying to put it off because we've got to talk about him again. No offer received for him still. And yet Arsenal keep saying that, the business isn't done. The Arsenal fans are still moaning that they haven't got any decent signings made. I don't think I'll be allowed on one person's certain Arsenal channel again after I told it was getting boring now. I go on there and I feel like I've got to ring the Samaritans after I've watched it for half an hour. Surely it's dawning on him that maybe nobody's coming in for him.
It is. It's the same one. It's like, are Arsenal going to leave it late in the window? I don't get the benefit of that because it's an easy deal to do. They could get it done by tomorrow if they want to, because we've set our price tag. Like, yeah. It's not as if it's a difficult deal to do.
No.
Again, at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if they do wait until later on in the window to try and mess us about a bit, like within bringing in a replacement. But at the same time, we're not that naive. We will have stuff going on in the background for just sort of as a contingency plan if he does go.
Yeah.
But it's a strange one. And I've said this for a while, and I actually got clips on and put on Twitter by loads of Arsenal fans, which was quite fun. So, but I said, I can't help feeling he feels underwhelmed with only Arsenal coming in for him. Well, I think he expected to have the pick of clubs across Europe, and he's only had a Europa League club. But the last time they were in the Champions League, they embarrassed the country by losing to Monaco when we were playing Sevilla and knocking them out.
I think that was the season they lost. Was it 10-2 over two games as well?
Yep.
And the season that Arsene Wenger actually said that we would be the ones that would be embarrassing English football.
I think that's the right season. But that was also just the season after they won the league, after they did the double over us.
And exactly. But do you... Had I think this booby talking 12 months ago, after the season we'd had then, if this was happening then, I think you would have had a lot more clubs coming in for him.
Yeah, and I reckon we'd get more than 30 million as well. I reckon we could still put 40 million on his head, but...
Yeah.
It's just... Yawning sort of sums up this transfer saga, doesn't it? It's just dragged on and on and on, and I'm just bored of it now.
This is getting worse than Jordan Sancho to Man United, and that's saying something, you know.
It's like EastEnders, isn't it? Just never ending.
You know, it's the same thing. Scott said he thinks Maddison will go, as I think he wants to play for a manager like Conte. I can't see Spurs actually, like you say, coming in for him. I think, no disrespect to him, I think they're at a level. I mean, they've done some really, really good business this season. Has in fact, as I said to the Arsenal fan, I think Arsenal have done some excellent business this season. And I think we've also seen possibly Man City get slightly worried about FFP with the players that they're sort of getting rid of, especially letting them go to sort of their rivals, which is a strange one. But want to end on this one, which is top. He came out, gave an interview spoke to Jordan Blackwell, and who is actually on the channel on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So if anybody's got any questions, get them over to me and I'll put them to him about Leicester. He said a few things. He doesn't seem to be worried about the transfers. You know, he said, you know, we can go on till the end of August if necessary. And he's also said that he wants European football.
To be fair, like, even if he is absolutely bricking the fact that we haven't brought in players, or if he's being completely honest and isn't worried at all, in business, you're not going to come out and say you've got to keep face.
Having said that, Brendan obviously didn't, but like you say, he likes to cover himself, doesn't he?
Yeah. Brendan protects Brendan.
Do you think... It was, you know, what we heard from him, do you think that was like, that will sort of, not necessarily placate, but it will please a lot of Leicester fans?
Yeah, it made me feel that, like it's not ideal, as we've said, that these players aren't moving and we haven't brought anyone in before the start of the season, but we've still got time. But the thing that makes me happy is the fact that, it makes me feel like it will be a bit of a domino effect. Once one goes, two will go, once two, three. So... there's still time, but it's just without hope. What have we got?
We've got Leicester City. That's what we've always had, isn't it? That's how it always will be. I mean, do you think I was chatting to somebody the other day, another Leicester fan? It's almost like we got the Premier League and we've got all this maybe quicker than we expected it all. Are we kind of just sort of settling down a little bit and maybe we've got to take a few years before we get back to those ways? I mean, we said last year it was almost like a reality check, if you like, you know. And yes, we did have all the injuries, but I could say, you know, is it a case of, well, yeah, we had last year, we get this year, we build again for another couple of years maybe and then go again?
Well, if that's the case, then we should take our manager off 10 million a year because you're not going to get a return of investment that you're paying.
Yes.
That. So, like, I can't see that being the case. And if you're willing to stand still, then everyone else will go past you. So we can't have that mindset at all.
No. I tell you who's impressed me looking at those early games, pre-season games, I should say. And unfortunately, it's somebody that doesn't want to stay at the club. Dennis Pratt.
Well, he's a tidy little player, isn't he? I've always liked Pratt. I don't think he's like this star, going to be like a star player or anything like that for us. But I think he's a tidy little midfielder. And, you know, this is something that James said, actually, and it made me laugh. You know the team that played against Derby?
Yeah.
That was literally shop window FC, just like, come and take us, you want. No,
it's very true, it actually was. And I don't think there's any way he's going to stay, Pratt, but I think we could do a lot worse.
No, this is one that's frustrated me particularly, because like, if he does go back to Italy, why have we waited so long? Because there's been offers throughout the window.
Yes.
And it's like, why are we waiting? Just if he doesn't want to be here, move him on. But if he wants to be here, great. But and he will know that himself. It's like, why are we waiting and waiting and waiting? And bargaining over a couple of million. But the further down the transfer window we get, the couple of million that we've bargained for, other teams are going to charge more now because they've got to bring in their replacements. Mm. So it's all relative to what time of the window it is.
I mean, I if he does end up making up with Brendan and staying and coming, I wouldn't be unhappy with that at all. You know, yeah, he's a different type of player to Tielemans, but I think he's got a role within this squad, definitely. The one thing that annoyed me, and we'll end on this because I'm conscious of the time for you, but just to say that I've just finished the poll and it was 54% said promote Ward and Iverson and 45% said we should go and buy somebody. Mm. It wasn't a case of who do we buy, but we should just buy somebody. Our friend Oddie.
That's it. But one for you to finish on, man. Do you promote, if we go for the promote route, do you promote Danny Ward or do you promote Iverson? Which one do you make the number one?
I make Danny Ward the Premier League goalkeeper. And I make Iverson the Cup and the FA, the League Cup and the FA Cup.
So you make Danny Ward number one and Iverson number two.
Yeah.
But you try to give a political answer. Brendan Rodgers is rubbing off on you here.
No, the thing I think is, though, like last season, Ward was even struggling to get in, you know, the Cup games and the Europa games. You know, Schmeichel was literally, and I know he's a good goalkeeper, etc., but you know, even Wenger used to play the kids and you know, B players, if you like, in the League Cup. So I think those games, depending on how long a run we get, would give Iverson that sort of first team experience. But Ward's there week in, week out, you know, because, you know, of his age. But the one thing I want to throw back at you, and I went a bit mad at this, to say that he wants to leave the club. He's not signing a new contract so that we can actually sell him maybe next season and get some money from him. So he is messing the club about, and yet we go and make him captain, Tielemans.
Just sums up Brendan Rodgers. We'll leave it at that. Spineless.
You don't agree with it either, then?
No, I agree with him playing pre-season games. Get his fitness up, put him really in that shop window, and But that's got to be a right kick in the bollocks to some of the players that are there that have been there working hard, really committed to the club. And then you see someone who's basically bending over for every club in Europe who will be in the Champions League. And you see them walking out with the armband. It's like, and I know he's only been the armband for the reserves, but I would have given four or five players the armband before him, even out of that reserve team.
Yeah, no, I went mad about it. I was not impressed at all. I mean, Scott, I think it was, that actually said that maybe with Tielemans, we should put him in with the lads. I mean, there's a World Cup coming up in November. if he's not getting first team action, he's risking his World Cup place. But then are we cutting our nose off to spite our face?
I think that's one of those that we're cutting our nose off to spite our face, unfortunately. Because as much of a, I'm not going to say it on your channel, but as annoying as Tielemans is being,
thank you. But
we are a better team for him when he is in it. Yeah. What, maybe not last year because he was playing as a defensive midfielder, which didn't suit him at all. But when he's playing as that number eight deep line playmaker, we are a much better team for having him in it than not.
Definitely. We're not a club that can afford to do that with our best players, you know. And thank you so much. We went through an awful lot there. Haven't done one of these for a while. Don't forget, everybody, like I say, on Thursday at 7 o'clock, it's Jordan Blackwell from the Leicester Mercury. He will be answering questions on Leicester. Keith, I've had a few questions coming in that, to be quite honest with you, I don't know how you get through the day if you're asking those sort of questions, and B, make them sensible and make them clean, please, if you want them to be asked. And thank you so much. Your details, I did say at the start, are in the chat below. But you know, tell everybody where they can find you.
So on Twitter, @_LCFC, I always have some interesting debates with other fan bases on there, that we'll put it like that. And on YouTube, Ants Leicester fan channel, daily streams, match day vlogs, and yeah, that's about it, really.
Brilliant. Now you've got to go out, so I will let you go. Hopefully next time I speak to you, we've still got a team. Who knows? Mate, have a good night tonight. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you soon.
See you later. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Thanks to Ant there for coming on and answering those. He has got to rush off. He is seeing family tonight. I hope he has a good time. So yeah, like I say, Thursday, you can Twitter me them. Chester Leicester, hello there. Just popping in at the end. How the devil are you? Thanks for joining us. So don't forget, like I say, 7 o'clock on Thursday, we'll be talking to Jordan Blackwell from the Leicester Mercury. Let me know. There's a post on Twitter. There's a post on Facebook group, Leicester Till I Die, @LeicesterTID, as it says there on Twitter. And there's a post. So do please, if you've got a question, put it down or watch the show and put the question in the comments. Do keep them sensible. Really, I mean, you know, we're not children here, so keep the questions sensible. And if they are sensible and clean and relevant as well, then I will put them to him. Thank you very much. I'm going to go off now. I'm going to be back in 5:45, it is, in 2 hours. Because in 2 hours' time, an hour and 3/4, 7:30, we'll be back. It's the semi-final of the Euros. And Scott, like I say, stick it on my Twitter or stick it on the Facebook post, one of those two posts, and then I can put those to him. I'll forget it if it's on here, to be honest with you. Back here at 7:30 with Lou, we'll be preparing for the Women's Euro semi-final 2022. We are facing the world number 2, according to FIFA, although they didn't play like that. They played like the world 22 the other night. Fancy our chances, or am I too confident? Who knows? Is it coming home? Well, it's already home because they're going to have to promote it. They'll give it out at this week. And, of course, we have got, coming up at the King Power, we've got the Charity Shield, because the women's actual final is at Wembley the day after. Guys, thank you very much for watching. As I say, Leicester Till I Die TV, please, please subscribe if you haven't already. And if you are a subscriber, please smash those likes. It does help with my YouTube algorithms. I am taking pills for it, but I still do need your help on that. Thank you very much. And if you've been listening on your favourite podcast platform, thank you for lending me your ears. I will be forever, ever grateful. I will see you at 7:30 if that's your thing. I mean, I've enjoyed all the women's football that I've watched this tournament, and long may it continue. Well, continue for another 2 games anyway. I will see you at 7:30. Thanks for listening. Take care, stay safe, and don't do anything I wouldn't enjoy. Good night.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye, and see you next time.
Watching these videos are tremendous. You better like the duo. I'll be back.
Cool. I'm out of here. Ooh, that's a wrap.
Some people are on the pitch. They think it's all
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.